This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, April 29th. Well, cattle markets continue in their choppy price action back and forth throughout the week last week. Friday was a strong day, up a good 77 on the front month live cattle and up 320 for the week. Front month feeders up 245 and for the week up 737. So it's a nice push to the upside, getting a new push into a new high for this move in some of these contract months. So it's showing well support, especially for feeders. I think with all the rain that we're getting in the Central Plains and the eastern half of the Southern Plains and through the Midwest, that's going to be a huge boost to pasture conditions and hay conditions. And I think that's kind of stoking some demand for some late season grass calves. We're seeing that show up in the cash prices as well. But in the futures market, you know, we're still appear to be in more of a corrective mode from that big sell-off that we had over the last couple months. And considering the time of year that we're in, I think we're nearing where a seasonal high would be coming in, especially for feeders. Usually, whatever you're going to place on grass, you've pretty much done that by the first week or two of May. And we're just around the corner from being in that time window. So it wouldn't surprise me to see a little bit more to the upside in the cattle, but it's going to be, I think, difficult to continue on with this upside momentum. For live cattle, you know, the bird flu doesn't seem to be worrying the market too much. Cash prices have been back and forth. We started out the week a little bit lower, down about one on the Fed cash trade. Then by the end of the week on Friday, we were actually up one for the week at 184 average on the Fed trade. Dress trade was up two at 294. So definitely getting a late week boost to the cash trade. And I would expect that would translate into a higher start in the futures this week as well. The box beef on Friday was mixed. Choice was up 22 cents at 297. Select was down 94 cents at 289. The spread was up 116 at 842. Movement was 125 loads. So for the week, the load count was 644, which is the highest we've seen in 3 weeks. Slaughter rate on Friday, kind of light at 113,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 601,000. That's 1,000 more than the previous week and down 4,000 from a year ago. Dressed weights for the week at 848 pounds. That was up one from the week prior and up 28 from a year ago. Beef production at 518 million pounds was down about 6 million pounds from last week, which is just a drop of 1%. But it's pretty much in that range of where we've been over the last several weeks. So not a big change going on in total beef production over the last few weeks. On the feeder cattle cash market on Thursday, trading about 4,100 head, average price 248.28. That was down about $8 from the big push higher that we had on Wednesday. The 7-day average was up 38 cents. We're sitting at 245.53. So that's been relatively stable over the last few days, but generally just creeping higher over the last week or so. So again, the cash markets on the feeder cattle have performed pretty well. They've been well supported. And I think a lot of that is due to weather. Of course, you have tight supplies. We're all aware of that, the tight numbers. But generally speaking, if you've got good grass, you're going to want calves to put on there. And I think that's part of this late push for grass calves. And that's helping, you know, clearly supporting the feeder cattle cash market. So moving forward, my guess is you'll get some follow through the early part of this week on the strong cash trade on the Fed side, on the feeder cattle cash markets. You know, tons of rain over the weekend, except in that far western half of the Central and Southern Plains, which is big cattle country, no doubt. But the rest of the area, Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, Missouri, that's big cattle country as well. And they just got a ton of rain. So I think you're looking at a lot of grass, good hay crops. So that's going to help support the feeder cattle cash market, I think, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.